like very much to live in Vrindavan, even though I do not understand what is Vrindavan, but I'm beginning to appreciate more.
Have you read Bhajan Rahasya?
No.
Very good. We are now taking that book in class. First yam we have completed today. We have collected all the slopes of Srimad Bhagavat and Bhaktivedanta Swami Sindhu Goswami books, Vidagdha Madhava, Lalit Madhava. Appropriate slopes have been given in appropriate yam. There are 8 yams, 8 chapters, and he has collected 8 kinds of slopes.
There is no translation in English yet, but it's coming. Someone is doing that.
Oh, doing?
Yes.
But translation will not do. Very deep meanings are there. What Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, they can translate anyhow.
Yeah.
But the bhava of mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they will not take. When I read, today I was reading, I was thinking that if I can explain some detail of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and that slope, it will be very good book. Very, very.
You're already doing it in the class.
In class I am telling, if anyone is competent to take all these things and to write properly, it will be very, very good thing. But I see that none is there to do all this. If you are there, you could have done it. Very good. So many splendid things comes, explanation comes, that I have never thought that I should speak like so. Very good.
Also, when you speak on with us with Venu Geet and you explain, I thought, oh, you were explaining from the commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti. Then I read the commentary and it is not there.
Not there.
Their whole explanation of how when Krishna and Balaram enter and playing the flute, it actually means Radha and Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti, he did not say.
He has not also explained. So many new things are there.
Maybe some of those Hindi talks could be translated. You have that disciple in New Delhi of the Budi Raj family. Maybe
he can. Perhaps they are making cassettes.
Every morning.
I liberated and it will be. Sometimes it becomes so that what I am going to tell, they cannot catch by the cassette. They cannot know all this.
I have some questions. I have one question about a verse. I think you have explained this, but I did not hear. It's a question about the verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anarpita Charim Shirat Kurunaya Satirna Kalo.
So many times I have
one particular question.
What?
Maybe you have explained it, but I just haven't heard it or don't remember it. So you give this as evidence that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach Gopi Bhav, Manjari Bhav. But
and to taste Radha Bhava.
Okay. But in the verse itself, Manjari Bhava is not mentioned, only Ujjvala Rasa.
No. Pati samarpayitum, samarpayitum. Mane to give.
Yes, to bestow, to give.
What saying?
Unnata Ujjvala.
Unnata Ujjvala Rasa.
Rasa.
But he has not come to give Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. Because it Unnata Ujjvala Rasa, this is Srimati Radhika.
It cannot be given.
He cannot be given. So what to give him? Unnata Ujjvala
Rasam.
Huh? Rasam.
Svabhakti Sriyam.
Svabhakti Sriyam. Here all are adjectives. Unnata Ujjvala Rasam. What thing? Svabhakti. So swa mane Radhika. Krishna sa. Krishna. Krishna Ladini Shakti. Svabhakti means. That is Radhika. Radhikar Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. The Unnata Ujjvala Rasa of Svabhakti, that is of Srimati Radhika. But he has come to test this. Then Sriyam. Sriyam means
treasure?
Huh?
No. I have it here.
Sriyam means Shubha.
Fortune? No. It's a treasure.
Not treasure. Here it means Sri means what English? In Hindi, Sri means treasure. Sri means Lakshmi.
Yeah, beauty.
Sri means beauty. So the beauty of Radhika. Here.
Uh-huh.
What is beauty? In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told that Srimati Radhika is Kripa and her beauty is her lips and flowers and manjari.
The word Sri is used there too.
Huh?
The word Sri is used there too.
So as beauty.
Yes.
The beauty of Kripa is?
Yes, it's
lips and
flowers
and manjari.
Manjari, yeah.
Manjari is also like a flower.
Yeah.
No?
Right.
From manjari flowers come. So to give, to distribute Sri. But what kind of Sri? Nija Bhakti. What is Swabhakti? That is Radhika. What is Radhika? Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. Unnata Ujjvala of Srimati Radhika. The Sri of Unnata Ujjvala Rasa of his Swabhakti, that is Mane of Radhika. Understand something?
Yes, yes.
What?
I understand that with the word Sriyam,
that is the beauty of Sri.
Sri, the beauty of Radha.
Beauty of Radhika, that is the bhav of Gopi Manjari.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Just as in the other example, the beauty of the flower is the beauty of the is its manjaris and leaves. Now I understand. I didn't hear that before.
No, understand something.
Yes.
He has come to taste the Unnata Ujjvala Rasabhav. This Unnata Ujjvala Rasabhav is in Srimati Radhika Svabhakti. Svabhakti means the bhakti done towards Krishna, and this is in Radhika.
Uh-huh.
He has come to taste it, not to give. What to give? The Sri of Svabhakti.
Yeah.
That is of Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. Sri of Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. He has come to distribute this. But in general explanation, it not be told like so.
No.
Anyone does not told like. He has come to give Unnata Ujjvala Rasa.
Yeah.
But we see that he cannot give Unnata Ujjvala Rasa to people. It is only perfect to pass Krishna.
Yeah, the general translation is, he is giving what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. But when you think about it, how can he give conjugal love to the jivas? Except by manjari.
So a special explanation is this.
Another verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ramananda Rai speaking about Chaitanya. In the 8th chapter, this is verse 230. Gopi anugatya vina aishvarya jnane bhajileha nahi paya bhajanga nandana. So, if the translation begins, unless one follows in the footsteps of the gopis, he cannot attain the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. So, this sounds like a very big claim that even to serve Krishna in the other rasas, to serve in Vatsalya, to serve as Sakya Rasa, according to this verse, you have to follow the footsteps of the gopis, or you cannot serve Bhajanga Nandana.
No. Yes, this is nothing. If anyone wants to serve Bhajanga Nandana, then he can serve like three things in three words. Saptabhatsala and Nandana. But the topic is of Gopi.
Ah, yes, it is. The previous verses are all about.
All of Gopi. So we can take only Gopi. What's your question?
I'm reading the 10th canto because I'm hoping you'll be speaking about that in Bombay. So I was reading chapter 29, which is the beginning of the Rasa dance. And so calls the gopis, then he tells them to go home. And in response, they're very submissive and they're crying and they're begging him, please accept them. So this mood I find to be very different than almost all other pastimes I read when the gopis are meeting with Krishna. They're always joking with him and they're being unsubmissive. But this is an unusual pastime, and I was wondering, what is this? Is this Purva Rag?
Each slok has two meanings. One for ordinary persons, ordinary aspects, and other is very deep meaning for rustic Vaishnava.
Yeah.
The Sunata Gautama Thakur and Jiva Samrita explained something.
I've seen some of that.
Also, Sanatana Goswami has explained to Bhagavatamrita. And in his explanation, Vaishnava Goswami.
I've seen that when Krishna is saying go home, he really means don't go home. but they always seem to be, but they don't have
there
to.
There is a story, not a story, but actual happening in my presence of my Gurudev. There was a Ashram Maharaj who gave sannyas ways to Bhakti Vilas Tirth Maharaj of Mayapur. He was very innocent and sincere sadhak like you. He was also good writer, very good writer, but quite innocent, as if he does not know anything. When I came first in this Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, at our Uddharana Gaudiya Math Chinsura, near Calcutta, all the old sannyasi were there with Guru Maharaj, who left Gaudiya Math after demise of Srila Prabhupada. So he was also old, and he was very sincere sannyasi. In our mat, there was a sannyasi bhakti Kusal Narsingh Maharaj. All were very near and dear. Doing joke and everything each other. Each other. Very good behavior among them.
Close.
Once Bhakti Kusal Narsingh Maharaj was cutting some joke at the time of taking Mahaprasad. He anyhow knew that this Ashram Maharaj does not take a kind of vegetable that is called oal.
Oal does not take.
When anyone will take, it will cut out all mouth. You know that?
Uh-huh.
It is a root of any vegetable. But in India, in Madras and in our side, it is very, very much loved. And we take all. But something giving lemon or tentul, you know? Tamarind.
Yes.
Giving tamarind. We take it. He knew that this vegetable he don't like because it cuts mouth. So you know potato, aloo?
Yes.
Potato. Potato has been boiled and it has been done with sarso tail and namak and mirchi. You know that thing?
Spices.
Huh?
No, I don't know.
Well tested.
Yes.
If boiled, no water, but boiled and given salt and mustard oil.
Yes.
And some green, kya what?
Spice.
Spice?
It's a kind of spice.
What?
Spice.
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 Very successful India, Indian spice. Especially Bengali. Especially. Very so much. At that day he told the cooker that you should boil some potatoes and give all these. And then it should be very tasteful. It was given to Thakurji Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. And when all the sannyasis and brahmacharis sat to take this thing, at first they take boiled rice and that thing.
Boiled
potato. It's very good taste. When he was taking that Narsingh Maharaj played a joke to him. Today my mouth is cutting because cooker has done boiled that oat and he has given. So my mouth is doing like so. Then he told that Ashram Maharaj, oh, that is why my mouth is so much cutting. And that he fell down and began to roll in earth. And that was
rolling his eyes.
Eyes went up and he became like so. Then Narsingh Maharaj and all other sannyasis, they began to serve him. Oh, he now what? So much pain and he had become senseless. After that, they brought tamarind
and they in water they did that and began to inside of mouth and outside of mouth and began to give water on his head and he was crying. Then after some time, after an hour, he became something
quiet and pacified.
Then all were laughing. He was also laughing. I told, as a seva servant, I told Maharaj, what became of him? This was not old. This was potato. And very useful for you and for stressful to you. But what became of you by taking this? He told that, I know all this. Everything I know. But I thought that if they want to laugh and to joke, then I should do like so that they may be very pleased. So he was doing like so. To make them laugh and make them so successful. So he was very sincere boy. He knew that they are cutting jokes and they want to be make me the subject of their laughing and all these things. He was doing, pretending so. In the manner, so same manner, gopis know the will and object of Krishna. How Krishna will be pleased? So they are knowing everything that Krishna is joking. So they were adding that joke that you are weeping, you are telling such things truly. But they know that it is all things, not true. Krishna is pretending, so we should also pretend. Like so. You should know these things in the Ras Panchamayas. Krishna will be so pleased, though, so they are also pretending. Oh, we are crying, we are weeping, you are so much pulling separation for you, and so they are crying, weeping and doing. But actually they know that Krishna will not do like. But yet to please Krishna they are all pretending. Sometimes I also do like this. Sometimes I play a joke to devotees. So they are more powerful than us. They know how to please Krishna. What they want, they act like that. But any rasika can understand all this. Gopis know how to please Krishna. But they become obvious. Ignorant. Like ignorant. They will be, they do to only please Krishna more and more.
So they know now he wants us to be submissive or now he wants us to be unsubmissive.
No. Not he wanted, I want. They only see how we can please both. Whether Krishna wants or not. They always ask how to please more and more. Always like so. I tell everything like parrot.
You were saying something this morning about the Santa Lila, about Chatila.
Birds and all the birds.
Uh-huh. And then something the about Chatila.
Yeah.
What was that?
The sun's rays are called Jyota.
Jyota.
And when they pass, this is called Jyotila. And another name is Jyotila coming.
Yes.
And in one sense, sun's rays are
coming
are Jyotila. Ready to come at once. Both names. When they heard, they are thinking that all Jyotila. They wanted to separate, but they were not in a mood to be separated. When they heard the name of Jyotila, they were bound to separate. Since they are not in a mood to permit us to go in Mandir. In Radha Raman, in Govind, in Gopinath, now they are also permitting you also to go there.
Yeah.
At first, Gaudiya, any Gaudiya Vaishnava.
What about in
Rangaji?
Will that change that we can go sometime?
Rangnath has changed?
No, but the other day when you went,
they
could not go.
They did not permit?
Yesterday or 2 days ago when we went on Paisam with you, we had to sit outside.
Oh.
They didn't let us go in.
One day they will have to give permission and they will.
They let us go in Rangaji in Sri Ranga. We can go in all the temples of the Sri Vaishnavas except the Vrindavan one. So it's obviously something from the local authority.
They don't know and they don't believe in bhakti. That by bhakti everything becomes so pure. They don't know. So they are not bhakti. They have not bhakti. Kirat, Hundra, Andhra, all will be purified by bhakti. Krishna. But they have no such belief.
This book, this is the ISKCON devotee who translates so many books. But this book he has
Govinda,
no...
Vrindavan. Vrindavan.
But there is no author mentioned. It's a Sanskrit book about Krishna's pastimes and Radha. But I did not want to read unless I knew who was the author.
He doesn't say.
No.
He has not written?
He doesn't list the author.
No author.
Translated by?
Kusha Krata.
Same that translated everything.
Vrindavan. The Krishna Library, Bhagavatam, Govinda Vrindavan.
Hola. Push.
I'll let you see. I can tell you about this in Mathura. I have the list of all those. I will see.
Then we came in touch with the Hare Krishna devotees in Los Angeles. And And then we got the sisters of the Yama and we started dancing the Marina going to the temple, gave up eggs, fish and meat and everything. And believe me, because of the Hare Krishna devotees, that we had a supporting dream for the revolution of the life, completely, and we were living it up here. But Prabhu, with all the faith and the trust in India and Bangalore and society, they were. When I started, it was fortunate that I can be a country and an able man too. Very much fortunate to have what I have been reading. Prabhupada's book, and also your book, and I knew that I was going to India. But what I'm asking you to, in Haridwar, in Bombur, Mathura, before I even go to the temple and I go down and I want to see the deity, give me the money here, put the money, and so much so that they will make the life a very sensitive money. Too much sense, and I said, let me. I will give you the money for sure, I want the money, but it will go. And then if you give money to one person, then there are seven or five thousand who were actually chasing me right from the Haridwar river up to my hotel, and I was afraid of the road that they might kill me. And Mathura, not Iskon is.
He has done many services to the Los Angeles temple. First class service for many years.
I want to go with a broader faith, not go there and give up dancing.
You know, but in rose flowers, then there may be so many thorns. So that cows and buffaloes and all others cannot chew them, the rose flower. So God has created all these things. So bhakti is so difficult by these old persons. So you should not be disturbed for this. You should take a look from all these thorns and go directly to flowers. And if there is sukriti in you, sukriti no, and sanskar in you, then God will arrange, Krishna will arrange himself to go straight to the rose flower. Otherwise, you are bound to go and thorn, because there is no such good sanskar or sukriti. It depends on that. We give some money to all that kinds of persons. They think that we have cheated them, and we think that we have cheated them by that thing. We give some grass against them so that they may be engaged in that, and I should do my bhakti. We think like so. So we think that we have cheated them. And they think that by worldly things taking, we have cheated them. But we think that worldly things we have given as the grass, and we are simply very in good way, we are going towards bhakti. You should also.
But he has come straight to the flower. He has been very, very good
sanskar.
So he has good
sanskar. I never knew when the devotees are gathered here. He took me to buy some clothing for Mr. Ideally, and
some devotees, they take the sesame seeds on a currency.
What?
Till they eat. Till.
You should not take.
Should not be taken.
Strongly. Mm-hmm. Strongly.
Mm-hmm. And there's also one Ekadashi, Satila Ekadashi. Also on that one?
A smart Brahman.
Smart Brahman.
No, sir. Uh-huh. We don't use all this.
Uh-huh. And is it also sinful, like taking grain? Like, it is mentioned that Papa Purush is situated in a grain. So that's why we don't take the grain. So is it the same with the sesame seed?
Certainly. Mm-hmm. It is also grain.
Mentioned that sometimes there's some painting on Radharani's face. What kind of painting is there?
Fine. Krishna is so good hearted. He makes all these things, so many artist things, and again he thinks that it is not better than he cleans, and again he does, and again he does. So many artists. Sometimes Makari, sometimes parrot, some sun, other things.
And while worshipping the deities, we can do that also in our own space? Or?
You can do. But see, that its effects are not too bad. It may be some spots there. So there are spots not to be there. In so many vigras we have seen that originally the artists do it in Krishna face and Radha face. There is no use to do.
One more question. So I just mentioned the scriptures that Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kai. Ei Lava Mata Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoi. So this Ei Lava Mata, how this can give this perfection? Just one moment of association.
It will give. Mm-hmm. In Lava Mata, that song can change the whole topic. Mm-hmm. And after that, Sarva Siddhi will give. Sarva Siddhi. Sarva Siddhi means Krishna Premi Sarva Siddhi. The association of four Vishnu Parikar, Parkar, made Ajami's life whole change in a law. It may be true.
But it looks like it cannot.
Like, anyone, there is a Marubhumi, desert. Anyone give any seed, plant a seed in that land. In a very moment, and then gives the order that you should keep it. So water it and protect it, and after some time it becomes so hara-bhara, really green land there. So that work was done in a moment, but it becomes as fruitful in so many years. In Srimad Bhagavat also it is told, Vyasa and Sukadeva Goswami has told. Srimad Mahamuni Krute Simba Paradeshwar Hridyo Avarubhya Krishna Tatkhana Sushruvi Krishiri Sushruvi Tatkhana. Sri Samachar. Tatkhana, Sukhsavi. If a man has some honor for Harikatha and taste, and he hears it very carefully, Kritiri Sushruvi, Sushruvi means those who are hankering to hear, with a Dhriha Karana, what he is saying, I figure it out, and taste in his heart. Then Tatkhana. Tatkhana means in no moment he will change and Krishna will come in his heart. As they like, as ladies have om in a moment, but if the it is seen after 9 months or so many. So in a moment there will be fruit of good association. But it may be that it is not seen, but fruit is there. Valmiki gave Ram Nam to Narada. Narada was Brahma, gave. He was not qualified to do rightness. He told that you should do Mara Mara. He began to do, and in a moment he became saint, Vaishnava. And at last, doing Maram, Ram, 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 he became Brahmagyani and also Bhakta, Sattva Kovita.
Guru Govinda, I want to know more about Garuda Govinda.
Garuda Govinda, you want to know?
Is there a temple here? Mr. Tikka?
Once Krishna wanted to fly on Garuda, Sridhar knew that fact. He at once became Garuda, like Garuda. He did like so and told Krishna that you can come on my soldier, and he taking Krishna and he fly away. From that time, that place was called Garu Guru.
Yeah, but he has 12 hands. Why he has 12 hands?
Huh?
12 arms.
Who?
Krishna?
No.
Yeah, this is what he told.
That if he has 12 hands?
Yeah.
There? Yeah. There, not with Siddhanta.
And also, in under his feet, 2 feet is one side Satyabhama, one side Rukmini.
There are so many things wrong.
So that's why I wanted.
But it, we know that once he thought like so, and Sridhar became Guru, and Krishna was on the soldier, and he began to run here and there, and this, according to this past tense, that is called Guru. And if Rukmani or Satyabhama, why they can come here? How they can come?
That's one more. And also
Krishna has, Vinod has 12 hands in Navadvip, are in Puri. He can throw 6 Sarabhuja Mahal. Chaturbhuja, as it is. Durga has 12 hands or more than that. Krishna does. If he sows, then it becomes effluent. It is not helpful for this Vrindavan here.
So let's say if you desire something there, it's fulfilled in 1 year. True?
Where?
Over there. Where will go in the temple?
Where will go in the temple? We have no ambition, anything.
Why not? I have.
Huh?
I have.
What you have?
I want to do the
You can go to Govardhan, he will fulfill in a day, in a moment. Why to go to Govardhan? What this book
is? This is Nectar of Devotion by our Prabhupada. So he's
Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu?
Yes, he calls it summary study of that. So he's describing in the 64 qualities of Krishna.
What is it?
64 qualities of Krishna. One is compassionate. So two examples are given how Krishna was compassionate to Bhishma.
What is the meaning of compassionate? Compassion.
Huh? Dayalu.
A person who was unable to bear another's distress. So then our Prabhupada writes, instead of offering obeisances to Krishna directly, devotees offer obeisances to his compassionate nature. Actually, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach him. But the devotees, taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion.
The Holy Master is writing. All are telling that